I'm excited this morning because I'm wearing the pastor's headset. This is anointed. I was going to share with you, if you're visiting, I'm not the pastor, I'm associate pastor. Reminds me of a story of a pastor that went on vacation and he invited another pastor from another church to come and preach for him that Sunday. And the lady had, first time she'd come to church, and he preached his heart out. And she went up to him afterwards and said, you're like a window. You made the gospel so clear that I could see it. And he said, well, I'm glad, he says, but I want to tell you that I'm just a substitute. The real pain will be here next week. And Brother Wes will be here, I think, coming home Friday. And he's having a good time. They're seeing a lot of things. They've been able to be with Lauren and the kids. And we're just glad that they've got this time away. But we miss them when they're not here. It's kind of hard to give a preacher 15 minutes. So I'm going to do the best I can to get you out before the Baptists get to the restaurant. I want to talk to you out of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Now notice, he said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk to you about prayer. We know the condition of the world that we're living in today. This world is in chaos. We know about the economic problems that we're having in America. Just go to the grocery store. I took my wife Friday, and she wanted to buy some new tennis shoes, just some she could work in the yard. And we were floored by the prices wherever you went, how high the prices had gone. I went to the grocery store, and I got about 10 things, and it was $90 when I walked out the door. Just showing you how things are economically. We know about the political upheaval. We know that this country is divided. And we know that lawlessness does abound. You read it in the news every day. You see it on the television. You look at the internet news. You even may be witnesses to it, where lawlessness does abound. There's injustice. We talked about last week, we live in a world where they call darkness light and light darkness. They call what's good bad and what's bad good. This is the kind of world that we're living in. And the closer we get to this election, the more anxiety we see in people. The more that people are worried. And they're putting their trust in a man or a woman to make their lives better. But when it comes to the Christian, Paul said that we're not to be anxious for nothing. And what Paul is trying to tell us, that our hope is in God. And that's why we need to pray. I want to tell you that we're told that we have been invited and expected to pray. Would you put up Matthew 6, 5 through 13? There it says, and when you pray. Now this is Jesus talking on the Sermon on the Mount. And some people think that he's just talking to his disciples, but he had a great multitude that he was preaching to, that he was teaching to. And he said, when you pray. Now this tells me that when it says when, it's an invitation. That he's expecting you to pray. So it's not only an invitation, but it's an expectation that we pray. And when we're in this political season that we're in, when we're in this uproar and chaos that we're living in, we need to pray. He says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go to your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And again, he says, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, now he's told us twice when you pray, three times he's told us when you pray. Now he's telling us to pray this way. He gives us a model prayer that we're supposed to glean from. He says, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So we know who we're praying to. We're praying to God. We have been invited. We are expected to come before the Lord in prayer and to make our requests known with thanksgiving, because God has truly been good to us. Psalms 32 says, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in times when you may be found. Church, I'm telling you, we're living in those times. This is a time that we can touch God. This is a time that we can hear from the Father. This is a time that we can get that help and that peace that we need in our lives, so that we won't be anxious, so we won't be fearing what's going to happen tomorrow, because we have faith in the one who holds tomorrow, and that's God our Father. We are invited to pray. You know, Jesus prayed. In Matthew 14, Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. In Matthew 26, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took some of his disciples to a quiet place to pray, and he prayed. He was anxious. The human Jesus was anxious because he knew what he had to do. He had to suffer and die on the cross for our sins. And he asked the Father, Lord, if it's your will, Lord, take this cup from me. But it was God's will that he pay the price. And you know, when we pray, we need to pray like Jesus. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Sometimes our prayers don't get answered because it's all about my will. But we need to surrender it all to God. In Luke 6, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray, and he prayed all night. In Luke 9, Jesus took Peter and James and John up to the Mount Transfiguration to pray. In Luke 11, Jesus was praying in a certain place when one of his disciples asked him to teach them to pray. And Jesus began his training with the words, when you pray. So church, we need to pray. Jesus taught his disciples to pray by word and by deed. He exemplified prayer. There are times when we will be motivated to pray. It may be in a time of crisis in our lives. It may be in an all-consuming fear and anxiety. In 1971, I don't know, you may not like Westerns like Wes and I do, but Clint Walker, you may remember him in the Western series in 1970s, Cheyenne. Do anybody remember that? My mother watched that without fail. She adored this man. But Clint Walker went on a skiing trip. He had been taking skiing lessons, and he went with his coach on a skiing trip up a slope, and they were going on a slope that he had never skied on before. It was a steep downhill slope that a novice skier would probably not be able to maneuver. But he felt that he could go down this slope. And partway down the slope, Clint fell. And as he was falling, one of his rods or his supports turned upside down, and it was a 5-inch point. And when he fell, that point went into his chest, through his chest cavity, and into his heart. And he lay there, and he knew that it was serious. He knew that he could possibly die. And as he lay there, he realized that he was in serious trouble. But he was never a man to pray. He believed in God, but he had never prayed. But this day, he prayed to God, I cannot make it without your help. Please help me. And he felt his life was slipping away. And the last thing that he remembered was waking up in the hospital. In the hospital bed, they had done surgery. They had repaired everything, and he was going to be all right. He knew when he woke up that God had spared him, and it changed his life. And today, for the rest of his life, his perspectives will change, and he prayed, and he trusted in God. You see, prayer should be a part of our daily schedule. I'm not talking about the blessing before the meal. I think that's great that we take time to thank God for the bounty they set before us. I'm not talking about when you go to bed at night and you pray with your child, as I lay my head to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep and so forth. I'm talking a time that you talk to God. And you thank him for who he is and for what he's done. And you bring your petitions to him and you ask in his will be done through all of these things. Jesus taught us that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. We need to pray. We need God's help. Paul invites us in the text in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. In one place, Paul said, pray without ceasing. This means never being far from the attitude or action of talking and listening to God. Prayer should be a natural part of our thinking, not just in our worship, but in our work, not just in our quiet moments, but also in our chaos. And Paul wrote to young Pastor Timothy, he said, my desire is that men everywhere pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Three times in Matthew 6, Jesus invites us to pray. Invites us to pray. Church, this is an open door. This is an open door to God, is when we kneel down and we pray. And we need to be praying in the time and the season that we are in. Pastor West, several years ago, when we were at the old church, and it was right after he came back from Tallahassee, and he came back to the church and began to work in the church with Brother Rowell and myself. And he was teaching on a Wednesday night on our Christian life. And he handed out a sheet to everyone there and said, seven things you need to do daily. And up at the top of the list was pray daily. We need to pray daily. Think about your relationship with your wife or with a friend. If you don't ever communicate, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. It's when we take time to pray. In our text, in Matthew, it said to go to a quiet place. Go to your room. Go to your closet. Get along with God. Too many distractions in the world. Get along with God. And I know I've got about another hour, but I'm going to do the best I can. You know, it's important that we pray. David said, evening and morning and at noon, I will pray. Daniel went to his room, opened the window, and routinely prayed daily three times. Even praying could mean that he would lose his life. Part of the routine. You know, there's so many reasons that we can pray. The importance of prayer is that our joy will be made full, that the Father sees us, he knows us, that we have a high priest that's making intercession for us, and that's Jesus Christ. That we can have confidence in the Father. You know, let us therefore come boldly with confidence to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. And we can have peace, Paul said, in the time of our anxiousness, that God can give us peace. And I want to tell you, prayer will produce a peace that will shut out any anxiety and fear that attacks the heart and mind. Now, I want you to understand one thing, what Paul was saying. He said, the peace of God will guard your hearts. What Paul is saying does not mean that God's going to give you everything you ask for. Sometimes God's going to say yes. Sometimes God's going to say no. And we don't like to hear no. Sometimes God's going to say wait. But then sometimes God's just going to say peace I give unto you. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace I give. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And don't be afraid. That's what prayer is for. And we've got proofs. I can give you dozens of proofs of prayer being answered. But I don't have time. And so, Julie, would you put up Acts 4, 29 and 31. God hears the church when they pray. Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin, and they were forbidden to speak the name of Jesus to anyone. They forbade the church, anyone, to speak the name of Jesus. And so they come back to where the church is gathered. And this is their prayer. It said, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Church, in the day and time that we're living, we need this prayer. We need this prayer repeated from our hearts every day. God, grant us all boldness to speak the gospel. Just like Samaritan's Purse in Operation Christmas Child. Going to children and speaking the truth. Just about those that go into the homes where they're helping those that have been displaced and harmed because of the hurricanes. And they're sharing the love of God and the Word of God while they're working alongside helping them in their time of need. We need that prayer. We need him to stretch his hand out to heal. Not only to heal our bodies, but to heal our nation. We need to see signs and wonders be done. Seeing miracles, seeing God working and God establishing himself through our works of carrying the gospel to all the world. You see, that's our job. Put up the next scripture, Acts 5, verses 12. You got that? Now, that was their prayer in chapter 4. Now, look what the Bible says. And through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the church, multitudes both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by night fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were healed. Church, we need to pray. We need to pray. We must pray. We're invited to pray. We're expected to pray. Paul said it's a vital part of our spiritual armor against the wiles of the devil, against principalities, against powers and rulers of darkness in this day, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are living in a day of anxiety and fear. This is a time that we, the church, must shine for Jesus Christ. And we can't do it unless we are equipped with the power of prayer, that we touch heaven for God. We need to be praying, grant us that boldness. God, grant us that boldness. Give us Give us a season of signs and wonders in your name, Lord. You did it then. And this is my prayer, Father, do it again. Do it again. Do you believe that? The power of prayer. We're invited. We're expected. We must. Would you stand with me? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. But first, we've got two people that I want to invite to come up to pray. Cynthia Tillman. And Cynthia, bring and we'd like for the Cynthia Sunday School class to come and gather around them. We're going to anoint them with oil. They're standing on behalf of someone. Jim Tillman, Friday, is going to have surgery. They had the cancer removed from his lungs. It's a very serious surgery. And Priscilla Marvin is in the hospital. And they don't know whether she's had a stroke or she's got infection, but she's very sick and needs a touch from God. And we're going to anoint them as they stand on their behalf. I want you to stretch your hand towards them as we pray. And let's believe together for the healing of these two special people. And then we will be dismissed. Father, we ask you in the very name of Jesus. God, Lord, that you'd reach down, God, into this family. And God, Lord, that you would touch James. God, we believe, God, Lord, that you're able, God, to heal him of this cancer. God, that he would not even have to have surgery. God, Lord, that you can lift him up. You can speak the word and it be done. And Father, I know, Lord, that when Jesus walked this earth, he healed. I know, Father, that when the early church, God, was carrying the gospel around the world, God, they had the power to lay hands and people were healed. God, you're still the healer, Lord. And we believe, God, Lord, that you can do the impossible, God, for Jim. And Lord, we ask you, God, Lord, to reach down and touch him today. And God, if it's your will for him to face this surgery, God, I pray that you would guide the surgeon's hands. And God, those that minister to his need, bless them, God, that they can help him to recover. And God, Lord, that he, God, will be healed. And Father, I just ask you to touch Cynthia, God, to give her strength, God, to minister to James. God, to let her faith soar on his behalf. God, I ask it in the blessed name of Jesus. And Father, we anoint, God, this Lord, this one, Lord, that's standing in for Priscilla. God, Lord, I know that she's an age to God, but she's a senior. But Lord God, I know that she loves you. And Father, right now, we ask you to bring healing to her body. God, we don't have to know what's wrong. The physicians don't have to know, God, because you know. And God, we ask you to bring healing to her, to lift her up, God, out of her bed of affliction. And God, Lord, I pray you bless this Sunday school class. God, as they bind together, Lord God, they're together as a family, God. They care for one another. And I pray, God, that their faith, God, is sufficient, God, Lord, to bring healing to these bodies. And God, I pray, God, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us to pray. God, I pray that it'll get in our spirit today. Father, that you've called us to prayer. You're asking us to pray. You've given us that opportunity, that invitation. And God, you expect it. And God, Lord, I pray that we'll make, God, prayer a daily thing that we do in our life each day. And God, Lord, that we'll walk in a spirit of prayer. God, that we'll be ready to pray, God, when there's a need, God, Lord, for someone or for something, God, Lord. I just pray that you would get in our spirit, God, that it's our communication with you, God, that we talk to you, that we make our requests known to you. But God, it's also a time, God, that you speak to us, and God, that you bring peace to our heart and to our lives. God, just have your way in every heart and in every life today. And God, Lord, as we leave this place today, God, let us go in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us walk in the joy and the our His joy is our strength, God. Let us, God, be a light in a dark place. And God, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that we'll be moved with compassion when we see the lost. And Lord, that we will share Jesus with them. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.